Hey, Story Pillar friends, it's me, Meg Grownups. If you're on the hunt for a great story podcast your family can enjoy together, definitely check out our newest pod friends, ABC Story Sisters. Join Alexa, Bristol, and Charlotte as they bring classic children's literature to life for the littlest of podcast fans. Together with their mom, Charity, they've adapted and retold some wonderful stories like Peter Pan, The Little Mermaid, and even Alice in Wonderland. Find more info on abcstorysisters.com and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Also, grown-ups, if you just happen to like laughing until your eyeballs tickle, you should also check out the fantastic game show podcast, The Big Fib. On every episode, host Deborah and her sassy robot Lisa bring on two grown-ups. One's an expert, but the other is not. And it's up to a very smart kid contestant to figure out who's telling the truth and who's a liar, liar, pants on fire. It's actually one of my son's favorite podcasts, and they've had episodes on everything from Minecraft to mythology, seaweed, and even skunks. Ugh. Find more info on gzmshows.com and listen to The Big Fib on Apple Podcasts. Okay, ready for the show?
Hey, it's me, Bean. I'm a butterfly that wears a yellow hat. How's it going? It's like spring in New York where I live. What season is it where you are? I'm pretty sure underpants on your head time isn't like a real season, but I'm glad you're having fun with that. I think you and my brother Sneak would like get along just fine. Anyway, thanks for joining me for this week's Binometer Check. If you've never been to one before, it's kind of like checking the temperature in the morning, but with feelings. It's really helpful for people like me who, like, don't always know what we're feeling or, like, how to tell other people how we're feeling. But really, Binometer Checks are for, like, everyone. I mean, Sneak and Sparky even do it sometimes. If you can possibly imagine them actually sitting still for more than, like, half a second and not screaming their faces off. Anyway, let's get started with our mind and body check. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Okay, if I check in with my mind, it kind of feels like there's this big, wild tornado or something that's like swirling through my brain right now. But it's like made of garbage. So there are like rotten banana peels and moldy spaghetti and like gross smelling diapers just kind of whooshing around in there and like clogging up my mind. If I check in with my body, I guess my stomach is feeling like a little bubbly, but not like, yay, happy soda pop bubbles. I don't know, like there's a tiny little goblin with bright green ears and like purple teeth just like stirring a big pot with even more gross stuff than my brain tornado, like worm guts or snail toes, just kind of simmering and bubbling away in there. If I check in with the rest of my body, my arms and legs and wings kind of feel droopy. Like, you know when flowers first bloom in spring, but then after a few weeks, the petals start to like flatten out and shrivel up and crumble away into bits. That's kind of how my wings and stuff are feeling right now. Just like droopy and dry and like crumbly tulip dust. If I check in with my heart, it feels kind of slow today and like heavy or clogged with the gross goblin stew. And it has to work like really hard to just beat normally. So my binometer reading, I think I'm like feeling discouraged or like just really, really down on myself. And like, I just can't do anything right. I don't know if you listened to the full episode last week, but like I was feeling like this then too, cause like my Lego robotics team keeps losing and it's basically my fault. And like the other day I was playing with Spike and like I accidentally scratched her eye with a cat teaser and my mom's had to like take her to the vet. And right after that, I like just lost it and screamed my face off at Sparky for getting feathers in my toothbrush. Even though I like know she didn't do it on purpose. I mean, she's a giant chicken. They shed feathers. It's just like a thing that happens. So yeah, I'm like definitely feeling like a gross, sludgy, worm gut garbage tornado right now. Or like in less gross terms, really, really discouraged. Well, there is this thing that Meg told me about that she does when she's really down on herself. It's called Alien Ambassador. And like maybe you wanna give it a try with me. So let's sit up straight. And close our eyes and take a deep breath in and out. Okay, now we're gonna imagine that we're floating in space. There's the moon. Oh, and I think I just saw a shooting star. Oh, and there's a comet. Whoa, and hello, there's an alien. I can see its little spacesuit and its helmet. And it looks like it's riding a space scooter. Okay, anyway, so we're gonna pretend that this alien has never, like, seen Earthlings before, and as an ambassador for the planet, we have to, like, show them some of the cool things creatures on Earth can do. So let's see, what am I good at? I know. Okay, some Earthlings, specifically me, can like blow a bubblegum bubble while standing on my head. But like, definitely don't do this at home. Okay, ready? Ta-da! what else? And I can, like, make an origami frog out of a single square of toilet paper. Ready? Okay, fold, flip, flip, fold. Okay, done. Pretty cool, right? Okay, what else? I know. Some Earthlings are, like, really good at tongue twisters. I can, like, say, wormy rainbow water rocket 5 times fast. Ready? Wormy rainbow water rocket. 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 Oh, thanks. Bye, alien. Have fun on your space scooter. Okay, now let's open our eyes. And we're back in the studio. I'm kinda glad I'm not actually floating around in space, but it was kinda nice to meet a pretend alien on a space scooter, and also to remember that there are, like, plenty of things I'm good at, and some that even only I can do, and that makes me feel a lot better about the things I'm having trouble with. Okay, that's pretty much it for this week's Binometer Check. If you want to share about this or any other feeling, have your grown-up send us an email at info@storypillar.com. Grownups, don't forget to head to our Ko-fi page if you're interested in supporting more great episodes of Story Pillar. Oh, and have one of us sing a ridiculous song to you or someone you love. Oh, and check out storypillarstore.threadless.com for some awesome t-shirts, mugs, bags, and other cool Story Pillar swag. Meg threw the link in our episode notes, along with a link to great activities for kids when they're feeling discouraged. Okay, thanks for joining me for this week's Phenometer Check. This was definitely not a fun feeling, but I did have a pretty great time meeting an alien and doing tongue twisters with you, so thanks. Bye, come back next week if you want to.
Hey, Story Pillar friends, it's me, Meg, Grownups. If your family loves dogs and is on the lookout for more great storytelling podcasts to curl up and listen to together, check out our pod friend, The Adventures of Power Dog in Dogland. Join Power Dog and his pack as they encounter new creatures, work together to solve problems, and discover powers they didn't even know they had. You can find more information at powerdogadventures.com and listen wherever you get your podcasts.